This evening we're out in Sanket. We had a wonderful time. Had a great kirtan. I'm sorry that the pictures of yesterday's evening program at Brahmanagat didn't make it up for yesterday. They should be up today. And we'll either put the same one up today, or we'll today's up, or this evening's up for today as well, or tomorrow. Anyway, have a look at share it and see what it says. It was mild, and we had kirtan, and everyone was dancing, and we danced in a circle. You can listen to the kirtan also on kirtan and bhajan, and I also spoke an interesting topic when the devotee was asking me about the concept of preaching something that isn't exactly supported by our siddhanta, by our philosophy, and examples of that, and when and why and how we do it. So we discussed that. It's a very relevant and interesting topic. I'll just mention some of the points in brief. Of course, our siddhanta defines Krishna consciousness, defines our philosophy, defines where we're going and what the absolute reality is in terms of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, what a devotee is, what is Guru Tattva, what is Bhakti Tattva, what is Rasa Tattva, what is Jiva Tattva, and so many other things. And this has been written down in Shastra. Shastra is the basis for our Siddhanta, and it's been explained particularly by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and in the line of Acharyas coming from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, which gives us a complete, whole, perfect picture of what Dharma is, religion is, the absolute truth. And we see that other religions reflect certain aspects of that. Some even Vaishnav sampradayas again emphasize certain aspects or give certain part, but don't have the whole picture. Dvaita, Dvaita, Vishishta Dvaita, Shuddha Dvaita. These are some sampradaya teachings I'd spoken about earlier, but only the mature teachings of our acharyas actually comprise the full unadulterated truth. However, we don't always present that when we're preaching, and we don't always give all the aspects of our understanding of the truth when we are preaching, despite the fact that we fully take shelter of those perfect teachings of our Guru Parampara. For instance, when we're preaching and people ask us, well, what do you think about other religions? What do we say? We say, fine, we appreciate all other religions. We encourage people to follow them. What is the destination of people who follow other religions? We answer what the destination is taught in that scripture, then that's the destination that you achieve. In other words, we give a peer recognition to different religious systems when we're immediately preaching. If we immediately get into a confrontational situation to actually show that, well, they're not actually giving the whole picture and they're only small, then we will not necessarily cultivate the faith of the individuals. And this is the principle of preaching. Is that preaching means you have to find at what faith people are at and present Krishna consciousness to them in a certain package that they can then practice, by which their hearts become purified, their faith grows, and they can increasingly accept broader and broader pictures of devotional service. Another example, Srila Vyasadeva's presentation of the Puranas, for instance. Puranas in the mood of ignorance, passion, goodness, give different versions, different perspectives of reality. In some Devi Bhagwat, it may be that Durga is presented as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In some, Lord Shiva is. Different emphasis is placed on different activities and practices. Why is that? Because there are certain people whose modes, whose faith is such that they're attracted to these deities. They want to cultivate a certain degree of religiosity, faith, but they can't immediately give up the particular attachments that they have, and therefore Srila Vyasadeva encouraged these individuals with a broad, great picture that ultimately, by the gradual purification of the heart, and it may be over lifetimes, not within one lifetime, individuals come to the conclusion where they will be able to accept higher teachings of Sattvika Puranas and ultimately Srimad Bhagavatam, which is the only Amala Purana, which is only the perfect and pure Purana. So here's another example where there's a strategy of elevating people to ultimately understand Krishna's true Bhagavan Swayam, which one may not be immediately ready to understand. Another example, which I'd written about, I think, in Krishna Sangati, is Jiva Goswami's preaching of Swakiya Bhav. According to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teachings, Radyo Bhagan Rajeshata Dhamma Vrindavanam Ramya Kachitta Pasana Vajabadhu Vagena Vakalpita. The topmost worship is that shown by the gopis. In other words, Parakiya Ras is the topmost feature of love of Godhead in its relationship between the lover and the beloved. And this is what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to teach. This is what Rupa Goswami, Srila Sanatana Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami taught. And yet, Jiva Goswami found that in the environment that he was in as the Sampradaya Acharya with many followers, that the mindset of people at that time had great difficulty in accepting Parakya. They could accept Swakya, that Krishna was married to the gopis, but Parakya they couldn't. So therefore, in his commentary on Ujjvala Nilamani, he states very openly, Svichaya likitam kinchit kinchit atra parichaya. Anyway, he's saying that some things I'm writing here according to my own will, and some I'm writing at the behest of others. He says those things which are in line with the descriptions of previous acharyas I've written by my will, and the others is to satisfy the desires of other persons. So later on, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, in order to clarify what is actually our position in our sampradaya, when he wrote his commentary on Ujjvala Nilamani, he refuted the statements of Jiva Goswami, which spoke about this Swakya relationship. And he pointed to this verse of Jiva Goswami that it was not actually his desire to write this. He wrote this to satisfy others. But actually the truth and the reality of the matter is that Parakya Ras is the highest Ras. So here's another example to speak of Lord Buddha, who's Krishna, who's come to tell atheistic-minded people that there is no God, simply they should be non-violent and practice principles of non-violence and goodness. And yet, although he says he's not God, he is God, as Srila Prabhupada points out. So, once again, taking people from a certain level of faith and elevating them so that they will accept a higher principle later on. Shripad Shankaracharya, Vaishnavanam Yata Shambhu, Lord Shiva, the greatest Vaishnava, is coming to preach that we're all God. He's establishing the existence of the soul, but he says, and reestablishing the authority of Vedic scriptures, but he's misinterpreting them to say that we're all God. And once again, taking those same Buddhists and bringing them to a higher level of understanding, that is, that there is a truth, there is a soul, and if they follow Vedic literatures, then they can come to understand this. And ultimately, the whole preaching comes full circle to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who then defeated the Mayavadis and gives the proper understanding of Vedic literature, and then presents Siddhanta philosophy as it is. So we see that often in preaching and preaching ventures, we make some compromises. The last one is Thakur Bhaktivinod in his Krishna Samhita, where he stated two things. One is he put the timing of creation, including the lives of demigods and the chronology described in Srimad Bhagavatam, to match with the Judeo-Christian concepts. Why? Because the people at that time were so much influenced by the British materialistic or, at best, Christian view of things, that he couldn't just present, even to the intellectual Indians, Srimad Bhagavatam with its phenomenal time dating. Therefore, he made a compromise, as he also did by saying that the fifth canto descriptions of hell are simply allegorical. They don't really exist. Why? Because these things are not so essential. What was in the past, is there a hell, is there not a hell? It's more important that people see the validity of devotional service that's described in Srimad Bhagavatam, the super excellence of Krishna's personality and character, take up the process of chanting Hare Krishna. When they do this, they'll see that, yes, everything that Srimad Bhagavatam says is true, is verbatim. Bhagavatam says there are 28 hells, there are 28 hells. So preaching sometimes doesn't present every single aspect of the philosophy in Siddhanta, but we should be sure that when we don't present that Siddhanta, then we're following the things that Srila Prabhupada did. We're not a Lord Shiva, we're not a Lord Buddha, we're not ones who can actually decide, here we're going to actually cover an aspect of the philosophy. Our business is to always present the truth, and in the way that Srila Prabhupada preached, we can also preach, with the idea of meeting people according to their level of faith in order to gradually elevate their faith so that they can accept the full Siddhanta of Gaudiya Vaishnavism.